起きているための何か。
Gravitate to grief. Watching the clouds roll over the sky outside my window, I can't but think the world is changing to fit my mood. My consciousness seeping out of this skin and manifesting my universe. If only I were that powerful. An alchemic touch to turn the things that are as cold as stone and black as coal, to a wondrous gold. I touch the place, where my heart used to be. Wondering where this chasm came from. Wondering why it was taken.This wondering keeps me from other things, making copious cups of tea, looking at pictures of you, dancing that kitchen knife across my wrists. Bury me where you find me. Nothing has begun to matter. The phone has rung insistently on and off all day. Souls looking for connection. Checking in on me, to see if I'm okay, to check if I haven't done anything silly. To save me from myself. Silly was always my nature.I watch the clouds more as they roll on and war with one another. I used to look for things in the cloud patterns. They're bursting explosions that would turn into animals or faces. I don't see anything there now that I wish to see. Now I only want to tear my eyes out. To stop viewing a world I wish to have no part of. A world without you, is not something I want to be within. It tore my heart out that day. The departure day I have come to know it.Wednesday. Why not? My skin aches and my head is heavy. I feel gravity's pull now more than ever. The sad disposition is not my usual sensibility. Hope could always be found by the turning of a page, the rolling of a new day, and beyond the heartache. But someone has drained the color from my life and washed it with a headache gray. Placed it on repeat. I pretend to be asleep when they come over.The ones whose phone calls fail to find an audience. Their good intentions on the other side of yesterday grow faint. Like a voice in the distance calling me back. They mean well, and I love them. They have gone through the same, the similar. The maddening familiar. I smile and nod as they place the flowers and rearrange the plates. Not noticing that all the flowers will be scorched now. They do not see that I'm breaking away.This recalibration to a life I was apathetic to before, is really me crumbling into something else. Something so selfishly encompassing even God won't forgive. Sleep. I need this. You. I want that. I smash my inner skull open and dive into memories of you. The smell of your collarbone and the way you used to wear me out. A side glance as you cheat at Scrabble. Everything there is central.So certain like the rain. This skull begins to crust over, covering those memories with the sickening smell of death. Like being trapped in a tiny kitchen and burning the toast. These memories catch fire and smolder, choking me and making my eyes water. They come around again, touching me while I dream and sweeping away the reflections of myself. Piece by piece they pick me up. I put myself back together.Banging once more on the doors of heaven but turned away. Shivering out the cold of my core. Watching as the bruises heal and the days fade into years. I won't be the ghost that haunts this space. I won't be the body on your hands that weighs you down. I will be the scar on the surface of life, with empty eyes, replaced with tiny pebbles. Taken from the river of remorse. Alienation of affection. What takes us higher?High above the world with soundless intentions. Watching it all from space. Feeling the pin pricks from a detached state. What robbed you away? Spirited into the shadows like a train into a tunnel. Hearing the echoing of loss follow like a can around my ankle. A bell around your soul. Ringing the chorus of a dawn so open and alone. A rising sun, tinged with the blood of the night. My compass spins on indecision, magnetist and hypothesis.Concluding this circumstance beyond such control. Our strands unwind, and without you I move at random. Paralyzed into a time that the world built up around me. Gravity gives in, and we lose our grip. Shutting down the stars and drifting into a sweet disappearance in space. The loneliest way to die.